Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemy scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, I get a phone call this morning, the conversation went in such a fashion that, you know, I got some people that want to come back to church, but they don't want to have anything to do with politics. And I said back to the individual, I said, it's interesting that church people are saying that they want nothing to do with politics, because it was actually the Lord that established the institution of government in this country, which is like none other. That's why you see Moses and the Ten Commandments in your buildings, quotes about God's moral law, the Torah, common law, the list goes on. I said, does your Christian friends, which again, it's a lack of Christianity. First of all, I said, they don't understand scripture. And then I asked the question, do your Christian friends, as you call them, do they actually live politics? Do they live politics? Well, of course they live politics. Okay, so why wouldn't you be a part of that? You're called to be the light of society. You're called to be the moral compass of society. You're called to be the salt of the earth, which stops the putrefaction of demoralization. So why wouldn't you be a part of society in politics? Politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. Do your homework before sticking both feet in your mouth. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in all of my life. You know, isn't it interesting? Before this mindset came on in this country, we didn't have abortion. Murder of the innocent in the womb, the murder of the unborn. No, why? Because the church knew its proper place. They upheld God's moral law, Isaiah 42:21, and they magnified it. They didn't allow government, which is an extension of we the people, because we are the government, and those are our said representatives. They understood their place, and they also understood that the church was called to lead the way. Again, we're called to be the light of society. We're called to be the light here, okay? And we again are the moral compass of society. When we forfeit that, guess what? The world's going to take over. And this is what we're seeing incrementally over and over and over again. I don't want to be a part of politics. Hey, folks, you don't have a choice but to be a part of politics. I bet those people back in the 30s that were behind the barbed wire fences under the likes of that devil Adolf Hitler, John 10:10, John 8:44, I bet you that they wish they had done what they should have done, being a part of politics when they had the time to do what they should have done concerning politics, because if they did, there probably wouldn't have been an Adolf Hitler to take over their country in the first place. I bet they wish they would have when they had the time to do it. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in all of my life. You know, it's interesting, an Enlightenment preacher, Charles Finney, wrote over 140 years ago, he said, the pulpit is responsible. That's right, he's exactly right. The pulpit is responsible. It's responsible for what? It's responsible for bearing legitimate fruits. Finney said, if immorality prevails in the land, it's the fault is ours, the church, in a great degree. If there is a decay of immorality throughout the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there's decay of conscience, that means with knowledge, the pulpit is responsible for it. That's right. Malachi 2:2, the law of truth is in our mouth, and we are called to proclaim the gospel, right? He said if the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. Yes, if the church is degenerate and worldly, it is the pulpit that is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, it's the pulpit that is responsible for it, of course. If Satan rules in the halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government are ready to fall away, it's the pulpit that's responsible for it. Hey, folks, let us not ignore this fact that we're responsible for the decay in which we see. We're called to lay this to heart. And we are to be thoroughly awake to our responsibility in respect to the morals of this nation. To suggest that we're not called to be what God has commanded us to be, as the light that reproves the darkness and upholds His law against crime and bringing judgment, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Amos 5:15, Isaiah 26 verse 9, not in that order. You better reread your Bibles, folks. That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of in all of my life. The Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is what John Wycliffe said in 1384. And he's exactly spot on. He's exactly spot on, folks. Listen, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, Sons of Liberty Media. Also, subscribe to that page. Go to SOL Radio Live on top of that page. And again, subscribe to our live feed. If you want to jump over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, that would be fantastic. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, this is the radio show, folks, where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to tee up a couple points, and I'm just going to give you a sporadic list of things that should concern every one of us. The reason as to why we should be a part of what's going on concerning the moral decay in this country. And I'm just going to start giving them to you line upon line, precept upon precept. You know how Ron DeSantis is being sold by the mainstream media as one of the good guys, right? He's the one of those good guys that's standing against the bad guys. Well, we pulled the curtain back on Ron DeSantis several times, the governor from Florida. And I know a lot of people made haste to fly to his state right away and move to Florida and or South Dakota, but I told everybody to slow your roll. And why? Because people are starting to figure out what Bradley Dean was trying to warn them of. What aren't they? Yeah, and am I being facetious? No. But I got to tell you, folks, it's cumbersome telling people the same things over and over again, only to say, I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to listen. And what am I talking about? Well, Ron DeSantis wrote a bill called SB 600, giving the Department of Health in Florida authority somehow or another to go ahead and quarantine people against their will and to force vaccinate. And yet he's the guy that's coming out against Joe Biden and all of his vaccine mandates. Right? What they say and what they do are two different stories. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you something else Ronnie's doing over there in Florida, folks. You need to be aware of what's going on in your state, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, my friend that's watching out for Bradley Dean, checking my six here, and I totally appreciate it. Cooper C. just told me the bill's called SB 2006. Forgive me. SB 2006, the bill that Ron DeSantis passed in giving the Department of Health in Florida, somehow or another, created out of thin air, assuming authority that's never been delegated to him, creates SB 2006 to go ahead and quarantine against the will of the people and to force vaccinate. Cross-check me, folks. And what we're seeing now is we're seeing that Ron DeSantis is, you know, how he is, you know, the good guy, again, being sold to you as the someone that's standing up for the American cause, just like Greg Abbott over there in Texas. Apparently, people still haven't learned their lesson. They're tired of the establishment, but not enough to actually tear it down and put up with it no more. This is what politicians do. They say something, and they do something just the exact opposite. Talking about all the illegals. Remember how he raised a record number concerning fundraising when he went after Joe Biden and taking illegals that were coming into the United States of America and then busing them to, as what they call, blue states? And then I proposed the question to my listeners and my viewers on sonsoflibertyradio.com here and asking the question, how is he opposed to Joe Biden? These are two wings to the same bird. He's doing what Joe Biden wanted him to do. And again, folks, I need to make clear that when I'm telling you these things, you need to understand clearly these illegals are being allured in by corrupt politicians. Might I remind you, the corrupt politicians that the American people failed to take responsibility for and bringing judgment upon their wicked heads. This is treason. I defined this just a couple days ago on the show. You can also check out Bill 1324 concerning treason in federal code. You have your said representatives taking illegals into America, alluring them into America on the American taxpayers' dime, and then handing out license to them. And what they're doing over, and that's in Minnesota, by the way, that's treason. And what they're doing in Florida right now, friends, is they're actually busing them to blue states. And his followers, the ignorant conservatives that they call themselves, which are good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot, Matthew 5:13, they're praising Ron DeSantis for busing those illegals into America. Busing them into America. Not joking, friends. But what does Scripture tell us about this? Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The stranger that is within thee shall get above thee very high. Thou shalt come down very low. If people would pay attention to who Ron DeSantis is, oh, and by the way, during one of the last segments on a show this last week, I recollect telling the people when he was asked, Ron DeSantis was asked, who is the most influential person in his political life? You know who he named? George Bush Sr., the guy that called forth a New World Order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Did you know that? The guy that they call the evilest man on the planet, the guy they call Evil Poppy, the CIA whistleblowers, the FBI whistleblowers. If you want to know who the most wicked man is, it was George Bush Sr. Oh, no, Bradley, he said he was a Christian. I know, so did the devil. Right? 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. I'm going to show you what Ronnie's doing really quick, and then I'm going to take these phone calls. Florida legislator expands Ron DeSantis' program to now fly migrants to blue states. Wow. He's upping the ante, isn't old Ronnie? He's flying illegals across the United States of America and planting them at the same time that states are handing out license to that of illegals that are coming into America. Does it sound like he's against the agenda, or does it sound like he's actually enforcing the agenda? Americans, I wish you would think. Ron DeSantis is no good. He's another politician. What he says, just like the rest of them, for the most part, he wants you to pay attention to what he says rather than what he does. And I wish the American people would wake up. I really do wish that they would open their eyes to the truth of the matter and get out of that established system that so many claim that they're sick and tired of. I'm going to go ahead and take John really quick. John from Missouri, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, I just lost you. Sorry about that. I got Robert calling in from Arizona. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Robert?
I say the church in America, the part that hasn't woken up, has to wake up, because we're getting this nation is being stolen out from under us.
Yep.
And also, I really hate the abortion issue. I wish it'd be gone, but it's not going to be gone as long as we're held on this earth. People don't look at, when they say a politician is good, they don't even look at where they were educated. They're educated, we tell you a lot about them.
Well, you know, what's even more disturbing about that to me, Robert, is the fact that they can go to Yale, they can go to Harvard, they can go to Princeton. I don't care, because people look at their intellect and they think that these people are so smart. But one question that needs to be begged to all these smart politicians is, what good are they if they don't know how to tell the truth? If the Lord doesn't have their heart, we're in trouble, period.
It's like the Lord's allowed blindness on a lot of the U.S. Faith people because they're just not following them.
Yep.
And it's up to people such as you and me to open up their eyes.
Amen.
And if the Lord allows it. And get some of them saved, then, man. Then those who are saved will turn against the system, so to speak. I can hardly even vote for a president anymore because it's just ridiculous. You don't get anything.
Right. Well, I think it's important that we do vote, but what we need to pay attention to are the people that are constantly delivered up, that are arch enemies, like they gave us Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Well, the fact of the matter is the powers that are tolerated put them both into play, while the 1,162 other presidential contenders were completely ignored by the mainstream media. So the mainstream media needs to be held accountable for their crimes as well by censoring the voice of those other contenders and only giving it to the two players that they put into place. And people haven't figured that out as well in this country, but hopefully they will.
Well, at least God got a hold of my attention. I was listening to somebody before, a guy named Dr. Todd Johnson, who's against the, like you and me are against vaccines in general.
Yep.
Because they don't do anything to protect. And with all the, sometimes with all the information, you don't know what information is true.
Yep.
But you know, if somebody's backing something, like let's take a Bill Gates, for instance. If he's backing something, you know to stay away from
him. Amen. Yeah, well, he already told you he wanted to do. He already told us. He already told us what he wanted to do, and he wanted to depopulate the planet by 3 billion people, and there was a percentage there as well, and it's exactly what he's doing. And then what do we have? We have the conservatives and the professed Christians in America today, and what are they doing? They're waiting for them to set the next narrative rather than for them to set the narrative. And see, that's where the American people have gotten it completely backwards, Robert. We're the ones that are supposed to be upholding the law, because Thomas Edison rightly said, we are the law. And if we fail to understand that under God, and we're not going to be the law and the government that's been established here in proper perspective and order concerning our representative government, then we're going to get exactly what we have today, and it's exactly what we have been getting. And we're going to get more of it. I do want to say this, piggybacking what our friend Robert just said from Arizona. Scripture is very clear when it tells us of the issue of abortion. Listen carefully. It's called murder, friends. Period. It's premeditated. It's murder. But when you go to 2 Kings 24, verse 4, what does it say? And for the innocent blood that was shed, for the innocent blood that was shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord will not pardon. The Lord will not pardon innocent blood. All these babies that are being murdered today, that's on the hands of the American people as accomplices before God. You can go ahead and try to spin it whatever direction that you want to. You say you have nothing to do with it. That's the problem. You have nothing to do with putting a stop to these crimes of the innocent in the womb. Read Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20, verse 13. Also keep in mind, Scripture tells us in Numbers 35:33, do not pollute the land where you are. Bloodshed pollutes the land. And what does the Bible say? And it cannot be made for the land on which the blood is shed except by the one who shed it. The people that are responsible for these agendas, it's their blood that's an appeasement of God's wrath upon the land. We better get this right and bring back his statutes, because if not, we're going to continuously fall the direction that we are.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News updates. Every day the number gets larger and sadder. 22,000 are now confirmed dead, more than 80,000 injured from Monday's earthquakes and all the aftershocks in Turkey and Syria. For a second time, FBI agents are searching the suburban Indianapolis home of former Vice President Mike Pence. Again, it's at Pence's invitation after he found some classified papers a few weeks ago. Florida Senator Rick Scott says President Biden is lying when he said Scott wants to cut Medicare and Social Security. Earlier this week, the president read from a Scott campaign brochure calling for all federal programs to sunset every 5 years. Scott said he had no intention of cutting those entitlement programs. The White House says the president won't sit for an interview before the Super Bowl. Press Secretary says Fox, which is doing the game, canceled it. Fox says it could not get a definite commitment from the White House. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
John, I seen you up there on the call waiting list, and I'm sorry I accidentally cut you off. I know that you called in from Missouri, so if you were cut off, that was my bad. Forgive me. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This just landed on my desk, and I wanted to share it with you. And these are people that are actually a part of the abortion industry. I want to make comparison to what you see today and what was taking place back in the 1940s. When the SS was found out aborting, murdering babies inside of the womb. During that time, World War II, when the people of the world heard the atrocities being committed upon innocent women and children and babies, they were being murdered by the likes of an angel of death, SS officer Joseph Mengele. The people were outraged on a global basis. So what they did is they changed the name. They just said it's called abortion now instead of the murder of the innocent in the womb. Well, this took place in 1973 in our country, right? There was a worldwide outcry against the murder of the innocent. Now it's completely accepted in America. America, do you realize that a lot of the good that has taken place on this planet is because of the goodness that we are in Christ, not outside of ourselves? And look at how much the American Christians have forfeited to the enemy. We need to take it back. And the only way to do that is to fight, again, the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2. Let me go back to this, and I want to show you individuals that worked in these baby aborting clinics, murdering clinics, again, Proverbs 6:17. And I want you to listen carefully as to what they had to say concerning their experience inside of those said clinics. And I don't have any sound right now, and I don't know why I don't have any sound right now. I'm going to go ahead and hold up. I think we have to replug it. It just, every once in a while, it does this, and it just did it again. So let's go ahead and check this out.
In ambition of Planned Parenthood, I was really strong about protecting women's right to choose and whatnot.
Basically, working in the industry, you learn a whole lot that you don't see just being on the outside. And once I really understood the agenda and watched what really goes on inside, I just felt ashamed to even be a part of that.
I saw a lot of horrific things. I participated in a lot of horrific things, and I've learned that I became really dark. I saw a 26-week baby be born alive inside of our clinic and drowned in a toilet. I'm sorry to be graphic, but I'm being honest, and that's when my views definitely changed.
Guys, now did a 30-weeker, and that really hurt me. Beautiful boy. He could have made it. He had a chance, and it was taken from him.
Yes, it was.
So I couldn't take it no more.
You can't
and
feel that, folks.
I'm
boy,
sure
oh
in the case people saw pictures. That was a picture. One of the pictures was the one I submitted because I had to get justice for him.
One of our clients passed away at the hospital. I believe it's.
Hey, folks, you can say it's justice all you want. That you just told on the corrupt that are behind the murdering of the innocent, you can go ahead and pacify yourselves all day long with that, but I'll tell you what, it's not going to appease the Lord. It's not going to appease the Lord. Let's not deceive ourselves into believing that we're doing all that we can do, folks, because there's much more we can do and must do to preserve this great republic of ours.
From negligence from the doctor.
I didn't see a lot of rape in the clinic. I saw a lot of young women coming back over and over again, every 2 months, every 3 months, like it was birth control.
I just realized that I didn't want to live like this and be like this anymore. And
by the way, Planned Parenthood is at the behind the extinction of zeroing in on Hispanics and the black communities.
Until I just cried out to God and I asked him, I need a way out. I can't do this anymore.
I realized that that wasn't it. That abortion was just a business. That abortion was harming women.
It's
and
blood
the babies
money.
Were being treated like trash.
To those who are still working in the abortion industry, I have to tell you, get out while you can. I don't want you to end up like me, having going through mental situations, mental issues.
Mental issues.
I had to learn how to sleep in the dark again.
Yep.
At that time, I had
listen
to make
to this,
decision if I wanted to live or die, because it became very depressing. I became very suicidal.
When I was sleeping, that
notice
same
this,
baby
the
bed,
people that are, no, by the way, there's a high suicide rate with women that abort babies, murder babies. You know that, right? Well, the Bible's clear. You reap what you sow. You sow to the flesh, you'll of the flesh reap corruption. You sow to the spirit, you'll of the spirit reap everlasting life. Galatians 6:7. So when you're listening to these ladies that are part of the murdering of innocent babies in the womb, they're telling you, I couldn't sleep in the dark. I was very suicidal. I had mental issues. The list goes on. Of course it's going to come with it. Let's watch the rest of this and we'll get to the next point.
I was seeing him in my dreams. I had to learn to deal with that. And I started realizing that there is another side of this, and I found it.
Life, all life matters, and that industry is a demonic thing.
Oh, it's demonic to say the least. Absolutely, it's demonic. Remember when Pharaoh killed all the children? Remember when King Herod killed all the children? Boy, isn't that interesting, folks, how history repeats itself? And we see it over and we see it over and we see it over again. I wanted to highlight this really quick before we got to the next point as well. Isn't it interesting that another subversive organization, and this is one of those things that I continuously highlight too. I also want to tell you, we're at the Minnesota State Fair every single year. This will be the 15th year that we've been there. We have a booth. We have the opportunity. By the way, we're the only ones doing it, literally. And we have a huge opportunity to reach out to 2 to 3 million people per year in a 12-day span. And we do it from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every year. The reason I'm saying that is because the Black Lives Matters, the mainstream media continuously tries to put them in the light of being the victims, when in fact we can see the opposite is true. And I don't see this anywhere of people of color, between whites, because we're a people of color too, and the blacks, which are a people of color. But we both have red blood. Isn't that interesting? Acts 17:26. See, we're in this together, right? So what I do is when I see Black Lives Matters, I go over and I track them. I give them a gospel track. I talk to them. I communicate with them. I take pictures with them. And they're cool people. Many of them don't know what they're a part of. Okay? I'm here to tell you what they're a part of, because I'm telling you, folks, they're not what the mainstream media bolsters them up to be. Okay? And again, I haven't seen this all across the country, and as you all know, I'm somewhere different in the United States of America every single month. I told you that Black Lives Matter is subversive. There's a criminal element in these subversive organizations that are being planted. You want to know where a lot of your tax dollars is being stolen away under these omnibus bills? That's where it's being stolen away, under the omnibus bills, because many of these organizations are being funded by your own dollars. But let's go back to the criminal element here. Tennessee BLM founder sentenced to 6 years in prison for illegally voting. Just wanted to make it clear that it's a subversive organization. I don't care what color you are. This applies to how many other organizations that are illegally planted in America today. They're subversive to American government. So we now have the BLM founder sentenced to 6 years in prison for illegally voting. Okay. Well, just keep in mind, folks, at the same time and simultaneously, you have your said representatives committing the act of treason in the United States, giving license to illegals, and they're trying to pass bills where they can vote. Did you know that? Folks, you know, Robert from Arizona said this earlier in part, but I want to kind of piggyback that and finish it out. Do you realize that your said representatives are handing off your country to illegals? Is that better? I just wanted to make sure you understood I was talking to you, America. Your said representatives are illegally handing off your country to illegals coming into America that are being drawn in and lured in by your said representatives. That's the only reason they're coming. Through a system that is unconstitutional called, guess what? Welfare. Folks, you don't work, you don't eat. Period. You don't work, you don't eat. Okay? I'm thinking of, that's for your own. I'm thinking of 1 Timothy 5:8, and I'm also thinking of Thessalonians. It's insane. I wanted to show you this. Did you see this, folks? Did you see Donald Trump, the leader of the coup, said the mainstream media? The leader of the coup said the mainstream media concerning January 6th. Everybody else is being charged and thrown in prison for exercising their First Amendment right, and Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts are back up as he's running for the presidency of the United States of America. Does anybody understand controlled opposition? I know a lot of people have awakened to this criminal, because he is a criminal. But the fact of the matter is there's still a lot of people out there who have their heads in the sand, that are saying this is not the voice of a man, but this is the voice of a God, as they worship Donald Trump. Well, let me give you a little history there, okay? For those that still have their heads stuck in the sand, our forefathers appealed to Jesus Christ and to heaven, not to their favorite politicians. That's what got them in trouble in the first place. And we don't have kings here. We don't have a monarch here, just so you know. It's not an aristocracy here, friends. Nope. None of that applies here. No title of nobility, friends. What is king here is Jesus Christ. And who is on top of that? Article 6, Section 2, read Isaiah 9. The government is upon his shoulders. And if we properly obey him, we're going to see him show himself strong on our behalf once again. But back to the point, folks. Here's the good news. The leader of the coup, the father of the vaccination, the one that said what he was going to do and never did it, in bringing justice and draining the swamp. Hey, folks, got some good news for you. Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts are back up. The leader of the coup. And everybody else is in jail. Anybody figure this out yet? Hey, folks, All this illegal censorship is coming to the light right now, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it is. But what's being done about it? That's what's more important. Only you can enforce that. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take John from Missouri. John, will you do me a favor? Can you kind of make it as short as possible? I do apologize for accidentally dropping you, but I do thank you for calling back in. Go for it, my friend.
Absolutely. I'll make this brief and short. You know, it is written that my people die for the lack of knowledge, and I've been trying to help people to get out from the clutches of this tyrannical District of British Columbia trick that they've played on everybody. They refer to the United States, meaning the District of Columbia. That's why you don't want to be a U.S. citizen. When you sign your first 1040 tax form, when you get your first job, you check that box, not knowing what it means, and you're agreeing to give them a gift or a bequest to do it with that money, whatever they want. And through revocation of election, you can legally get rid of them. And tax people know this. And if you owe to the tax people money, and 843 is what you want to file if you don't have any money and you're in trouble. And I just want to tell this information just to help people. I'm tired of watching them suffer, and it's got to stop, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes, even if it means putting my own self down on the line to ruin myself, to lead people to the way I'll do it. Thank you, Bradley.
Amen. Thank you, John. I totally appreciate that. Totally appreciate that. I'm giving it a breather so it can sink in to some of our viewers and listeners right now. 1-866-582-9933. I need to make haste to get through this. I want you to listen carefully. This is a said representative. Listen to what she segues into. And I want to bring this to the end of the show today, but this is what I wanted to highlight. Because this is the stuff that the mainstream media is trying to censor. Check this out.
He once tweeted an article he wrote about natural immunity. Thanks to Elon Musk's release of the Twitter files, we learned some of his tweets were tagged with the label of Trends Blacklist. Apparently, the views of a Stanford doctor are disinformation to you people. I, along with many
others,
from COVID. Not only was I a long hauler, but I have effects from the vaccine. It wasn't the first shot, but it was the second shot that I now developed asthma that has never gone away since I had the second shot. I have tremors in my left hand, and I have the occasional heart pain that no doctor can explain, and I've had a battery of tests. I find it extremely alarming Twitter's unfettered censorship spread into medical fields and affected millions of Americans by suppressing expert opinions from doctors and censoring those who disagree with the CDC. I have great regrets about getting the shot because of the health issues that I now have that I don't think are ever going to go away. And I
okay, so you heard what she said. She was confronting the CEO from Twitter, and this is going across the country right now where the representatives are confronting the heads of these, the CEOs of these companies, and they're basically calling them out for their illegal censorship and for setting a narrative against the said CDC. None of that was permitted. That is completely illegal in this country. It is a huge violation of the First Amendment. Americans, the mainstream media, along with the big tech companies, along with the governors, along with those that have been pushing this narrative, need and must be held accountable for their crimes. If what they were telling you was true, then why were they suppressing, folks, why were they suppressing the voice of tens of thousands of doctors in America alone? Because they know it was going to be challenged. Isn't that what the First Amendment's all about? Absolutely. And it's for us to decide, not for the government to force us into compliance. It's a bulwark against tyranny. I want you to see this. This is brand new. GMA. Mom says she suffered a heart attack during PTA meeting at child school. This is all brand new information, folks. We have another one. Alina Fancini, Italian World Cup skier, dead at 37 years old. Pay attention. This is, folks, the cattle cars are going right by your homes. Okay? Don't act like it's not, because it is, and it's going to continue. If you let this go, rest assured, that's it. That's it. Because they're already pushing more of this garbage on kids in public schools now. The governors are now trying to force vaccinate what they call the COVID vaccines on kids in school. They're trying to make this a mandate. Just so you know, that tsunami, folks, keeps going, and it destroys everything in its path. Right? Softball star, 17 years old, collapses and dies unexpectedly. I cannot even imagine what her parents feel like. Here's another one. Jacqueline Sheppen, 73, of Hollywood, Florida, passed away on February 3rd, 2023. Okay? Don't know why. That's actually a pretty young age for a woman to live, at least the women that I've met. A 23-year-old woman from Jackson County, Michigan, died suddenly of an unknown cause. You all the well know what it's all about. By the way, did you see recently, folks, where you're seeing the CDC came out and said, don't use these eye drops? They're saying that it's killing people. No, they're trying to find a scapegoat. They're trying to hide the truth, folks. Concerning their setbacks, they don't want you to point your finger back at them as being the responsible party for the murder and the genocide that's been taking place across the United States of America and on a global basis. Bert Bacharach, he died. Older fella, but pay attention to the timing again. And this is where I have to get to this. And I got to tell you, folks, with my heart on the table, this is hard to watch. It's hard to listen to. This is a young lady who wants the world to know that the doctors murdered her father. And I want you to listen to what she says. Now, in this, she's got a couple expletives, so I'm going to do my best to talk over them. She's unhinged. And rightfully so. She's unhinged and rightfully so. Folks, this is the voice of those that are suffering loss at the hands of those that are murdering family members. And I know that there's a lot of you out there. I've heard from you. We've interviewed you. We've talked to you. They have no help. They have nobody to turn to. The said attorneys, folks, are silent on the issue, which means they're complicit with the genocide. Not all, but most. So let's get to this, and again, I'm going to do my best to cover up her expletives, but she is angry, and rightfully so. You ready for this? Because I wasn't.
So, anybody heard about Kristen the Piston? Anybody heard about how my father was murdered with remdesivir? Has anybody heard about how the hospital called me and blamed me and my mom because we weren't vaccinated and that was the reason he died? Anybody heard about how they put my dad on palliative care and they never fed him and they starved him to death and they only gave him one can of Ensure in 9 days? Anybody hear about that? Anybody hear about how they put my dad in bilateral restraints, restrained him against his will, and pumped him full of remdesivir against his and his family wishes while they called me and blamed me and told me he was dying?
Are you hearing this, folks? Whew. Hey, folks, this is the voice the media is suppressing. She goes on, and she goes on for another 30 seconds. Did you hear what she said? They took her dad. They strapped him down in a chair and they pumped his body full of remdesivir against the will of the family. And then what they did, after they murdered her father, they called her and blamed her and her mom for not taking the vaccine. Do you understand that this is judgment? Do you understand that these are beyond? They've crossed the lines long ago. These are not people that you can help. They are people that you must lawfully hold accountable. Let me ask you something. Where's the representatives to put a stop to this? I'm curious. Is anybody understanding why you have the Second Amendment now? This is why. I have a friend that is not too far from here. He's going through the same thing. They forced his son into taking the experimental jab, and he died 5 days later. And nobody wants to take responsibility for it. They even told him they would not release the cause of death. I'm not kidding, folks. The papers locally in a small Minnesota town would not reveal the cause of death, which was the experimental jab. The ambulance drivers lost him several times in transport. And I met the man that passed. I met his son, and I met his grandpa. Folks, they're saying that there's no one to help them. God forbid that it ever happens to one of us and nobody's there to help us. Isn't it for us to help them?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.